Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Howard Wilcox, senior analyst at Juniper Research, about Google's near-field communication announcement. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity-management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Tech giant Google made a big splash when it announced Google Wallet and Google Offers, a near-field communications payment and marketing scheme. Google is partnering with Citi, Sprint, MasterCard, and First Data to roll out the service in select markets this summer and across the country later. Google Wallet is not just a payment application. The company is teamed with retailers as well to offer location-based marketing deals. Today, Howard is going to fill us in on the Google announcement, its significance, why the tech company should watch out for, and Juniper's prediction for the NFC market.
I mean, basically, this is first of all a kind of a landmark announcement. Mm-hmm. So Google announced the Google Wallet, and effectively, it sounds pretty simple in a way, but the objective is that the mobile wallet basically replicates your regular leather wallet or your leather purse, except it does all those things that you would expect to do with your wallet or purse, but a lot more, and also a lot more securely. So typically, that will include paying for items by tapping your phone on a contactless reader. That could include tickets, buying tickets. It could include loyalty points and coupons, and really making the mobile device the center of the retail experience going forward.
It's interesting because they were also talking about the loyalty and the marketing aspects of it too, which, you know, what that wasn't Google Wallet. That was basically you show up to stores and it will tell you where you're at and if there's special deals as well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So you've got location-based coupons. So you're walking down the street, and the example could be, you know, you're walking down a mall, and you fancy a coffee, and you see the coffee house on the right hand side, and you think of going in there, but you check in your Google Wallet, and actually it tells you that if you walk another quarter of a mile down the street, you'll find a coffee house that you can't see right now, but it happens to be just around the corner, and they're doing a 50% discount offer for Google Wallet users, or for it. That's just an example. Okay. And that's an example of how a merchant or a retailer could start to drive retail traffic to their merchant location.
So Google made the announcement. It has been long predicted, and you know there are other players poised to make announcements in the U.S. as well. Is there any particular significance about Google's announcement?
I think that's a very good question, but I think that all the major significance that I see about the Google announcement is that they've actually pulled together a whole ecosystem of participants. Because one of the big challenges with rolling out an NFC service, Zach, is that actually there are lots of different parties involved. So you've got typically, you've got the mobile operator or carrier, you've got the retailer or the merchant, you've got the bank or the financial institution, you've got the financial processing behind it, and don't forget device vendors as well, fairly important. But really bringing together all of that ecosystem is quite a challenge, and indeed that's been one of the things that you might say has been holding up NFC deployments, certainly elsewhere, up until now. So Google's really pulled together a very impressive set of participants, ranging from MasterCard to Citi and First Data, of course, and Samsung. And but not only that, then they've got, you know, when I watched the announcement, they've got a number of major retailers like Macy's and Subway, who are also key participants. So really, that's a very impressive lineup in my view.
Howard, Juniper recently released a report on NFC predictions. Can you give me some details about that report?
The report is actually entitled NFC Retail Marketing and Mobile Payments. And the first thing to really say about that is that at Juniper, we see NFC as a lot more than payments, much more in line with the Google model than oftentimes you find that people really focus on the payments aspect of NFC, but it's such a flexible technology that it actually enables lots and lots of other services as well. And so that's why in that report we've looked at the retail marketing opportunity presented by coupons and smart posters as well. So we published that report in April. I guess the headline conclusions are twofold. First of all, we're forecasting that one in five smartphones worldwide will have NFC technology within less than 3 years, actually, by 2014. That will equate to some 300 million NFC-capable smartphones worldwide by 2014. And secondly, we're forecasting the transaction values delivered by NFC payments transactions will reach nearly $50 billion worldwide by 2014 also. And really, that's significant growth, because at the moment the market is really concentrated in the Far East, principally Japan. But over the next 2 to 3 years, we're really anticipating major growth in developed nations, principally North America, US and Canada, and also Western Europe, such that those two combined will overtake the Far East within 3 years. So really, we see a big future for NFC.
If a merchant wants to accept NFC or wants to get into, you know, the mobile couponing, mobile payments, that sort of thing, is there anything that they should do?
Yeah, I mean, from the merchant's perspective, the absolute top critical issue is the ability to accept contactless payments at the point of sale. And to do that, clearly they need to have a contactless reader. Now, in North America, this is certainly listening to the Google announcement, there are many such locations already enabled. Perceived wisdom, let's say, is that you don't actually need to have all points of sale enabled to reach a market takeoff point. But clearly, retailers that aren't contactless enabled within a fairly short period of time, they're going to be missing out on the opportunities that NFC contactless payments can offer. And of course, that then, as you say, Zach, it doesn't only mean payments; it also means the merchandising opportunities presented by coupons and vouchers and loyalty points all being delivered at one tap of your device into the central location. So once that really starts to gain traction amongst the wider population, then I'm certain that merchants will want to jump on the bandwagon there.
Do you think Google's announcement is going to put pressure on some of the other NFC initiatives to beef up, to do different things differently? Do you think it's going to have any impact at all?
I think there's certainly a competitive impact. I mean, the thing, like I said a couple of minutes ago, that stands out about the Google announcement is the fact that they have brought all the parties to the deal to the table at once, and they've delivered. Delivered a service. Okay, it's just in the trial stage at the moment, but there are firm rollout dates in the announcement. So it is going to happen, okay, and it's probably going to happen sooner than some other services around. So I think it certainly ups the ante in terms of the what other services should be seeking to achieve. And I look forward to seeing competitive announcements going forward.
What advice would you give to those deploying NFC, Howard?
Well, I think generically, if you talk to the average person in the street, Zach, then one of the, I guess, the first points of caution that the average person will highlight is the whole security issue. And that's certainly, at least in the minds of people, that is a barrier to adoption. Now, Google was at pains in the announcement to emphasize how secure it is, and I mean, just without going into all the detailed technical aspects of the secure element and what's happening inside the phone, etc., just from a very simple comparison perspective, you know, even taking a passcode as an example, you know, you have the ability to put a passcode on your phone just for regular use. You can, but with NFC, you can switch on NFC services and switch them off. You can protect your NFC, your mobile wallet, with another passcode. And I've yet to see a leather wallet that enables you to put a passcode on it. So it's a lot safer. And, of course, transactions are guaranteed by the normal credit and debit card financial guarantees that exist. So from people in the industry's perspective, security is less of an issue in terms of the fact of what is available. I think the challenge is actually convincing people. So, you know, people have used physical wallets for so long that it's kind of a big transition to transferring all your credit cards and your loyalty cards and actually your own money onto a device. And the first thing that people will say is, well, what happens if I lose my device? What happens if someone steals it, etc.? And so I think there is, if you like, a marketing or a PR challenge there to convince users that actually it's not only equivalent to, it's actually more secure than the wallet or purse that they're used to.
Well, Howard, really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
No problem, Zach. I've enjoyed it, and thanks very much for your time as well.